Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Off The Ball Rugby.
You'd think he wants Marcus on that plane, you'd imagine, in some shape or form. And because of his versatility, and he's such a good athlete, such a good rugby player, you'd think he would want him on that plane.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off The Ball's Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack, and on the way, Ireland hold their captain's run under the Principality roof. Gloucester described the signing of a Leinster at half as a real coup, and a stacked Ireland A team is named to play their English counterparts in Bristol. First up to date, there have been no late scares for Simon Easterby ahead of Ireland's Six Nations showdown with Wales in Cardiff. Dan Sheehan led the captain's run under the roof of the Principality Stadium today, and Easterby has been describing the difference that comes with playing under that roof.
Yeah, more recently, the lads have done it in New Zealand, 2022 in Dunedin. And it is different, yeah. I mean, some of the guys might have played in the Defence Arena as well against Racing. I haven't been there yet, but it's meant to be a brilliant atmosphere. So, yeah, I think it's something different. It's, you know, maybe some of the Welsh players haven't played in a Millennium Stadium with a closed roof. I'm not sure whether it was closed in the autumn. So it's an exciting thing to be part of. It'd be different. We got to have a bit of a feel for how that changes, maybe the ball flight, certain things change maybe for throwers or for kickers, but essentially it's a brilliant stadium with an unbelievable passionate crowd, you know, both Irish and Welsh supporters, and hopefully it'll be a good day.
The head coach says tomorrow is far from being a case of Ireland turning up and expecting to win.
The thing is, there's a few very good examples over the last few years, and maybe a little bit further down the line, where teams have turned up in Cardiff and they certainly haven't got it all their own way, and sometimes have ended up getting well beaten. There's certainly be no complacency from us. You know, they will have an unbelievable appetite and passion to try and put right some of the things that have gone on over the last couple of weeks and maybe months, even looking back to November and the last summer. So, you know, we have to prepare as we would normally prepare for every game, and that's been our focus all week.
Wales captain Jack Morgan says they want to prove some doubters wrong tomorrow.
We never go on the field to play less than and not give anything less than 100%. It's always proud and an honour to put the jersey on and play for Wales. So, you know, we always go to perform and to put a win in. So, yes, the boys are motivated tomorrow, especially with the week and the learnings that we've had, and excited to go out and perform. And it's a big motivation. You know, not everyone's writing us off in a way. So it's an opportunity for us to be a little bit confident in ourselves, you know, create an atmosphere within the group and just go out and perform the best that we can be and just stick together as a group and hopefully prove people wrong.
And on this morning's Off The Ball breakfast, Alan Quinlan offered a sense of what Ireland can expect from Wales tomorrow.
I listened to Matt Sherratt talking about it isn't a case of just go out and throw caution to the wind. They'll have a plan. I think they have to attack, and he said that he wants them to be brave and attack. But it's for them, the challenge is sustaining that. And if they get an early score, who knows what can happen? You know, if they stay in the game, it can get nervy for Ireland. And I would be nervous here that it's going to take a fair bit of work to get to the point of play rugby, because they've got to deal with a surge for 50, 60 minutes of passion. It's a tough place to play. The crowd, it's an incredible atmosphere. It's special, really, with that roof closed.
Yeah,
the Welsh sing so well. You know, the it'll just be an incredible atmosphere. So I would say the back row, you know, there's an onus on Ireland's back row and the rest of the players to make sure that the breakdown is pretty clean and good because they have an ability to really disrupt there.
What's going to happen in this game? The inevitable answer from everyone is an Irish victory. First of all, do you agree with that? And secondly, how do you think it will come about if it does happen?
25-point spread in the bookies.
Well, Ireland have to just stick to themselves and concentrate on their own game plan and make sure that they implement and get their set piece right. Ireland's line-up has been shaky, so that's probably another area that Wales will go after them. So the obvious way of going after this Ireland side is to try and disrupt them, break down set piece. I don't think they'll cause the problems. It'll be challenging for Thomas Clarkson against Nicky Smith, but I don't think they'll damage Ireland's scrum. I think line-out wise, they could put pressure on them there. Will Rowland's a good player as well, so Ireland have just got to stick to their own plan, play smart, because if you mess around your own half, I would think so early on, be really up for the fight themselves and play in the right areas and don't give up soft opportunities. Ireland have got to really be focused and emotional and get that pitch right themselves.
And you can hear lots more of our build-up to Wales versus Ireland by becoming an Off The Ball member now, if you haven't already, and digging into all of our rugby coverage.
Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves in questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run. You can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Gloucester director of rugby George Skivington has described their signing of Ross Byrne as a real coup. The Leinster and Ireland out half has agreed what is reportedly a 3-year deal with the Premiership club. The 29-year-old is in need of regular rugby, having been overtaken by Sam Prendergast and Kieran Frawley for both club and country. Byrne says Skivington's brand of rugby is one of the key factors behind his decision to join Gloucester, adding that the ambitions of the club made it an opportunity he couldn't pass up. This morning on Off The Ball Breakfast, Ronan O'Gara gave his view of Byrne's decision to move to England.
He's very underestimated in the fact that it's a team full of internationals, and Ross is a really good international when he plays his game. When he tries to play like someone else, which he isn't, he maybe deludes himself, but I found out to my expense that he destroyed our team in a huge game in Lansdowne Road, you know, so fair play to him. It's exactly what players stand for. He's peed off, he's not playing. Players want to play, so he's smart enough to realise, well, I'm going to the flavour of the month or of the year or of the next decade could be Prendergast. Ross Byrne wants to play, whether it's for Leinster or another team, that's the smart decision. I think he's looked in the mirror and said, well, looks like I've got a limited game time here. I can be the heartbeat and the fulcrum of another team, a really good team in England, and he wants to play every 3 or 4 Saturdays for his own stimulation, and that's how the game works.
One of the Corkmans La Rochelle players, Will Skelton, has been vocal this week about O'Gara being a candidate for the upcoming vacancy with the Wallabies, but O'Gara has now closed the door on a potential move into international coaching.
And it's just so rewarding coaching people like that. You just get such enjoyment out of it, even in tough times, and it's tough at the minute, but it doesn't. The relationship then aren't strong if you change your behaviour or your approach to people that have essentially given me the possibility to shine at test level. If you wanted to do that, and I don't want to do that yet because I feel I have such unfinished business at La Rochelle, and I'll be there till 2027. I'm not going to Australia. I'm not going to Wales. I'm locked in here, and it's important that people here understand that.
There's lots more from that chat with Ronan O'Gara, which can be found by becoming an Off The Ball member now. There are four fully capped players named in the Ireland A team that will start against England A at Ashton Gate on Sunday. They are fullback Shane Daly, Kieran Frawley at out half, prop Tom O'Toole, and captain for the day, Leinster back rower Max Deegan. Unlike tomorrow's senior team, there's a very even spread of players, with Connacht taking the lead with five starters. Leinster, though, provide all bar two of the replacements, with Harry Byrne among them. Head coach for Sunday's game is Mike Prendergast, and he's been explaining his brief this week.
I suppose we all play in terms of a framework similar enough, being connected, etc., etc. But just to see more so how their days and their week ran, obviously the terminology as well, you'd mirror most of the stuff, a lot of the stuff, which we would do, as I said, in the provinces as well. So there's a bit of a mix and match, and it was good to see, I suppose, the balance in how the Irish team run their days as well, in terms of their schedule and when they're on it and when they're off it, and the good balance that the staff have created over probably a couple of seasons, and how comfortable they are with each other as well. That was really interesting to see, and that's probably something that, as a head coach, that I've tried to bring in, and I will bring in this week more so, you know, that when we're on it, we're on it, but there's a time then that you connect off the pitch as well, because some of our work, we're on the pitch only for so long, we're in a gym, a lot of our work is done around our computers and our laptops as well, and that's a moment that, you know, you talk about connecting. Probably the best way of connecting for a new group is through your preparation, because guys are just starting to get to know each other and they're figuring things out and having those conversations. So that's been really good. And that's probably something that I saw clear in within the Irish squad when I was with them in Portugal, for sure. Yeah.
So taking you through that Ireland team, first of all, it will have Shane Daly at full-back. Tommy O'Brien is on the right wing. Shane Bolton of Connacht is on the left. In the centre are Ulster's Jude Postlethwaite and Connacht's Hugh Gavin. Kieran Frawley starts at out-half, where he's partnered in the half-backs by Ulster scrum-half Nathan Doak. There's a front row of Ulster's Tom O'Toole, Munster hooker Dermot Barron, and Connacht's tight-head Jack Ainger. In the second row, it's Munster's Evan O'Connell, along with Connacht's lock Dara Murray. Max Deegan will captain the team from blindside flanker. Alex Kendallin starts at open side, and Connacht's Sean Jansen is at number 8. On the replacements bench are Leinster's Stephen Smith and Paddy McCarthy, Munster tighthead Ollie Yeager, Leinster's Conor O'Tierney and Alex Soroka, as well as Fintan Gunn, who covers scrum half, Harry Byrne looking after out half, and Brian Gleeson completes a 6-2 split. The England team isn't without international experience either, with Jack Van Portvliet named at scrum half. They'll start with Joe Carpenter at full back. Tobias Elliott and Ollie Hassel-Collins are the wingers. Max Ajomo and Will Butt are in the centre. Charlie Atkinson is partnered in the halfbacks by the aforementioned Jack Van Portvliet. They have a front row of Phil Brantingham, Curtis Langdon and George Kloska. In the second row then, it's Hugh Tizard and Tom Lockett, Tom Pearson, Jack Kenningham and Alfie Barberi are their back row. As flagged here on Rugby Daily earlier this week, France have gone with a 7-1 split on their bench for Sunday's clash with Italy in Rome. Fabien Galthié has made four changes to his starting lineup, with a new second row pairing of Thibaut Flamand and Lyon's Michael Guiar. Thomas Ramos swaps full back for out half, replacing Mathieu Jalibert, with Leo Barre handed the 15 jersey, and Théo Atasogbe replaces Damien Penaud on the right wing. For the Azzurri, the injured Monte Ioane is replaced on the wing by Simone Gessi. Gonzalo Quesada has also made a change at hooker, where Toulon's Gianmarco Lucchesi is preferred to Giacomo Nicotera. So the teams in Rome on Sunday: Tommaso Allan continues at full back for Italy, Ange Capuazzo and Simone Gessi are on the wings, Ignacio Brex and Tommaso Menoncello are in the centre, the halfbacks Paolo Garbisi and Martin Pagliarello. In the front row, it's Danilo Fischetti, Gianmarco Lucchesi and Simone Ferrari. Niccolò Canone and Federico Ruzza are in the second row. Sebastian Negri starts at blindside. Michele Lamoro captains the team from openside flanker, and Lorenzo Canone will start at number 8 for Italy. For France, Leo Barre is at full back. Théo Atasogbe and Louis Biel-Biarri are on the wings. Pierre-Louis Barassi and Yoram Morofana are in the centre. Thomas Ramos and Antoine Dupont are the halfbacks this week. There's an unchanged front row of Jean-Baptiste Gros, Piatto Movaca and Owini Antonio. Thibaut Flamand and Michael Guiar are in the second row, and they have a back row then of Francois Crowe, Paul Boudon and Gregory Aldreet. That's it for today's and indeed this week's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, on Monday. Until then, have a brilliant weekend and enjoy the rugby.